USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the words of President Trump, the U.S. was cocked and loaded for retaliatory airstrikes against Iran overnight after Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone on Wednesday. Trump tweeting this morning that he canceled the airstrikes at the last minute because it would not be proportionate to the shooting down of an unmanned drone. He said he was told that an estimated 150 people would die at the three sites that were going to be targeted in Iran. That drone went down in the Straits of Hormuz. The Pentagon called it unprovoked and irresponsible. Iran says it was in its airspace. The U.S. says it was in international airspace. Two explosions shake a major refinery in southwest Philadelphia. They happen at about 4 a.m. Hours later, a huge fire is still burning there. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Texas police officer killed in the line of duty, shot by a suspect late yesterday. Investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer had been waved down and told of a suspect who was brandishing a weapon. The suspect ended up firing on the officer, who died at a hospital. The suspect is now in custody. President Trump giving an exclusive interview to the Spanish-language network Telemundo, airing Thursday. The conversation included the president discussing his immigration policies, like the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA.
I revoked it because everybody said that Obama had no right to do it, but I didn't revoke it quickly. I said, let's make a deal. They were unable to make a deal. So now it's sitting before the United States Supreme Court. I am willing to do something with the Dreamers.
This week, President Trump indicated he wanted to begin the process of removing millions of illegal immigrants from the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA News for your health. We are living longer here in the United States, and the information supported by raw data. The median age up. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the numbers now from Washington, D.C.
New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the median age of the country's population is 38. Well, 38.2. to be exact, effective in 2018, up from 37.2 in 2010. It means half of the country's population is under the age of 38, and the other half is over the age of 38. The increase is due in large part to baby boomers who surpassed the 65-year-old mark, that age group increasing by 30% since 2010, while the under-18 population's been decreasing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A lawsuit filed in Connecticut involving transgender students in school sports programs.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls who are still physically boys to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.